WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 46 days from Election Day and absentee ballots go out in North Carolina, and Republican Mark Robinson is the nominee for governor on those ballots. It's even after CNN reported he made inflammatory comments about slavery and other controversial topics on the message board of a pornography website years ago. He denies the claim, and ABC has not independently confirmed the report, but ABC's Rachel Scott says this could impact the presidential race.
The Trump campaign, in a statement, calls North Carolina vital to their chances of winning the White House in November. That statement does notably not mention Mark Robinson by name, and there is no word whether Robinson will appear with the former president at that rally in North Carolina this weekend.
Vice President Kamala Harris travels to Georgia today to discuss laws that restrict abortion. GM's recalling more than 449,000 SUVs and pickups because of an issue that can prevent the low brake fluid light from turning on. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Cases of whooping cough are 10 times higher across Wisconsin right now than this time last year, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. More than 600 cases have been reported to officials. In all of last year, there were only about 50. Two-thirds of Wisconsin counties have had at least one person who got sick from the infection. Kids ages 11 to 18 account for about half of all cases. Minors should be up to date on their vaccines, especially young kids and babies. And adults should get an updated Tdap shot every 10 years. We know broadband access is an issue for many Wisconsinites, especially in rural areas. A new report gives the state a C- in broadband connectivity. The American Society of Civil Engineers put out report cards for each state. Their grade means Wisconsin is meeting most needs right now, but requires expansion to meet needs of the future. Wisconsin ranks 38th in the nation for broadband access. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. Vice President and Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris is here in Madison tonight. Wisconsin is a huge part of the campaign strategy, and so is Dane County itself. Democrats are opening their 15th campaign office here today. Statewide, they have offices in 43 of the state's 72 counties. That includes 250 staffers. This is her fourth visit to the Badger State after entering the race for president. We'll have a special broadcast tonight here on 92.7 WMDX. And it's a big weekend for transportation here in Madison. The bus rapid transit system officially launches on Sunday. The project has been in the works for more than a decade. Much of it was paid for by the federal government. The new system includes digital fast fare payment, electric buses that can hold double the number of passengers, and a shorter trip between the east and west sides. Now, even if you don't use our public transportation, now is the time to really start paying attention to that bus-only red paint on the road. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Jordan Love might be ready to play this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. It seems all anyone can focus on is the quarterback situation in Green Bay. Jordan Love was hurt in the season opener, but he might be available to play this Sunday. Love said he doesn't know if he'll play Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of boxes. Obviously, I think getting back to practice and doing that and just, you know, feeling what it feels like to take those drops, being the live fire, things like that. But, you know, like I said, we're taking day by day. The trainer's doing a great job, kind of monitoring me, seeing how I'm doing and how I'm reacting to everything.
If Love can't go, Malik Willis will get his second start. His former team, the Tennessee Titans, hosts the Packers Sunday at noon. The NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers lost Thursday 5-1 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The loss puts the Brewers three games back of the National League's best record. Same two teams tonight in Milwaukee. Wisconsin basketball, both men's and women's, announced their conference schedules on Thursday. You can see them at UWBadgers.com. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Becoming sunny today, we'll have highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Sunshine, 87 for Saturday. Sunday, showers and storms, cooler, 72. For Monday, more showers and thunderstorms with a high around 72. 73 on Tuesday.
Right now, it's 68.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, the lovable producer Conrad is being vague about his plans on his night off. But I will be joined by the awesomely talented Amanda Nimmer. And Terry Barr swings by on a bar band Friday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Whatever you can do to help Mark or Yolanda win this election, and he's got a tough opponent, not a good opponent, but a tough opponent, a political person, and it's not going to be that easy. He's a star, but a lot of times people say, well, this is going to be easy for him, and then they forget to vote. They don't go out to vote. You got to get out and vote, but you got to help him financially, because you are all people that have a lot of money. I know 20 of you, and you're rich as hell. So anything you were going to do, quadruple it. It doesn't mean it. Just, you know. But
let's go.
Somebody that we have to be very, very careful. We have to cherish. We have to cherish Mark. He's a star. You have to cherish him. Amen. It's like a fine wine, because that's what you have. You have a fine wine. He's an outstanding person. I've gotten to know him so well and fairly quickly.
Oh, God, that Mark Robinson is a star, isn't he? He is. Oh, Martin Luther King on steroids, right, Johnny?
Amen.
Oh, yeah. It's all so funny. Okay, come on. Hi, Sean Kavinsky. Is this not proof that God is a sexy liberal and wants us to be happy right before we go to do North Carolina Sexy Liberal tomorrow in Durham? He's a star on, Nude Africa would be the porn site?
Yes.
That he called himself a black Nazi. And what, did I miss something else? He wants to own slaves. He's a black guy that wants to own slaves. Uh-huh. Okay, and so something three-way with his wife and sister-in-law. Oh. Okay, can I say both my sisters and brother-in-laws are going to be there tomorrow night? And this
is not going to happen.
It's going to make them wretch a little bit. I was just trying to picture. Hi, Sean. Okay, Chris Moy is one of those leave 7 days early for the airport people, so he's on his way now for I don't know what time his flight is. But thank you, Sean, for filling in. Fly safe, Chris. Crandall and I are on a little later flight. Jody Hamilton will be taking over the last half hour today so that I might fly to the home state of Mark Robinson, who had until last night to pull out. But now they have to carry this to term. There's no aborting this Mark Robinson for governor of North Carolina candidacy. Carry it to term, bitches. I mean, come on. God loves us and wants us to be happy, Sean. There's new reporting on Matt Gaetz. Sex scandal. And, oh, dear. Bobby Kennedy's reportedly was having an affair with a... Oh, my God. Okay. This is for the universe. This is rock star cheers for the universe. Oh, here it is. Brian Anderson tweets, source familiar with forthcoming CNN story says revelations about Robinson include him saying things in online chats about liking transgender porn. My stomach hurts already. Peeping inside women's locker rooms while he studied at North Carolina AT&T and wanting to own slaves. Okay. Jody, who said slavery is not bad? Some people need to be slaves. I wish they would bring it slavery back. I'd certainly buy a few. Pardon me? Your microphone's not working. No, well, whatever your answer was wrong, and no one can hear it. That was North Carolina Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Robinson. French, are they on their way to the airport? Can we just call them?
I think they probably are, yes. Yeah. They probably are.
I'm sorry. Oh, good. Now your microphone works. And you're still wrong. You were wrong.
I was wrong.
Robinson.
Oh, I said Abraham Lincoln.
All right. You know, the least dirty thing that will be happening in North Carolina this weekend is Hal Sparks and I doing our Boberning demonstration, which we do as a public service.
Right.
I posted this on all our socials if you would like to. Rob from Durham, North Carolina. Sent me a picture. Hi, I'm Rob from Durham and a longtime fan who actually did stumble on your show in 2005. I'm a college professor. I'm looking forward to seeing y'all Saturday night at our beautiful Carolina Theater. I saw you last and the only other time you were in town. It was on my birthday, 2011.
Wow.
So this, I'm sorry. Hang on. Let me just skip ahead real quick to the, this was Hal Sparks and I doing the teabagging demonstration at that time. Because remember, the tea party
yes,
was new.
Yes, I remember
and they
that.
Remember they would wear the hats with the bags in their...
I do remember that, yeah.
Just in their, falling in their face.
Mm-hmm.
So people did not know. I didn't know, because I don't leave my house, what is teabagging. And so that is Hal and I in 2011 demonstrating teabagging.
You did not know what it was until then?
I did not. It's, you know, when a man puts his
I know what it is.
Your... Oh. Well, how would I know? Sean, did you know that back in 2011? You were like four then, weren't you?
Wait.
All right. And this part, he sent a picture. My late wife and I had meet and grow tickets. He sent a picture, and I do remember her. She was battling cancer at the time. I want to let you know that you perform a block and a half from the People's Park. Durham is the Bull City. The People's Park is home to Major the Bull. I know you're fond of two things, taking pictures next to statues and teabagging. Yes, and that bull is really well endowed. I'm going to get a picture with that. I'm going to get teabagged by that bronze bull tomorrow. Okay. Some more fun facts. Hold, please. From Mark. Durham is known as Bull City. Because the movie Bull Durham was filmed here. Durham is home to the first public historically black college university, HBCU, North Carolina Central University. The Triangle is the largest area of non-native Southerners in the entire South. That means we are very diverse and progressive. Pride is celebrated year-round. Steph, look for me. I have Bull City Pride t-shirt for you. I'm in row 1, seat 12. Oh, on the aisle. Let me write that down.
Yeah, write that down. It's written down.
Okay. Durham swung the governor's race to Democrat Roy Cooper. The results showed us to be 80% blue. The triangle will tip the state and the presidency to Kamala in 2024. Thanks for coming. See you soon. Rob from Durham. I'll see you tomorrow, Rob. Get those last tickets. Eat it. SexyLiberal.com. Very exciting. Rocky Mountain Mike is going to be our celebrity guest on panel, who is a rock star. You're wearing a shirt. I'm wearing one of the old school Sexy Liberal t-shirts. Okay. So, yeah, we won't have anything to talk about. Wow, did I miss anything? You know what? Why are TV anchors so stick up the ass proper? They're like, these things, Alex, they're so disgusting we can't say. I'm like, oh, come on! What if I need the deets? I'm the boss, I need the info. I'm Mark Robinson. Wow. Trump just say Jewish people, whatever,
yes,
need to have their head examined. They
right.
don't vote for me, and
mm-hmm.
they're disappointed in the Jews. He actually blamed the Jews preemptively.
Right, if he doesn't win.
For him losing.
Yeah.
So this will help that he's backing the black Nazi.
Right.
This will help with the Jewish vote. Sometimes I'm having too much fun, and then I calm down, right, by the second segment. Republican gubernatorial candidate in North Carolina, where Mama's going today. Mark Robinson made a number of inflammatory, is that what we're
That's
calling
a good
them?
Word.
Inflammatory.
That's a good word.
Comments on a porn website, as you do. Referring to himself as a perv and a black Nazi. Oh, I see, but isn't it Aren't we told that the left needs to tone down the rhetoric?
Yes, every day.
This was on Nude Africa, for those of you who partake. Okay, hold on. Hang on. Oops, where am I? And I quote. I would do guess the quote with you, but these are all Mark Robinson.
Okay, then I don't need to guess.
Chris is in the cab yelling out wrong answers. I can feel it. I like watching tranny on girl porn.
Huh?
Okay, so this is him using the incorrect pejorative for a transsexual person and also trying to take all their rights away while enjoying watching porn. Is there a meter for this kind of hypocrisy, or is this just one giant? Okay. I like watching tranny on girl porn. That's hot. It takes the man out while leaving the man in.
What?
Oh my God.
Ask for comment by CNN. Oh, that's fun. Robinson said, this is not us. These are not our words. Why are we using the we? We mean you. Oh, are they my words? Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I was using the royal we. Donald Trump has referred to him as Martin Luther King Jr. on steroids, better than Martin Luther King and even Martin Luther King times two.
What
that means. Robinson has reportedly been under pressure from staff and members of the Trump campaign to withdraw.
Oops.
If you look at his comments, he apparently never pulls out. If you're perusing the porn site. The Trump campaign has already made it clear he will not be welcome at future rallies attended by Trump or his running mate. He's not allowed to play in any of their reindeer games.
Exactly.
From now on, gang, we won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Oh, there's one. He's doing a rally in North Carolina this Saturday, Trump, so that'll be awkward. Because apparently Mark Robinson showed up on stage at the last one, even though he wasn't asked.
Right.
Awkward. He'll be like, what's his name? Sean. Jason Alexander. What am I thinking in Seinfeld where he pretends he didn't get fired? He just shows up at work.
George Costanza.
Oh, he quits and then he pretends he... Right. George Costanza. Thank you. Sorry. Okay. Some of his previous comments, as you recall, were about, quote, the foolishness of Hitler disarming millions of Jews and then marching them off to the concentration camps is a bunch of hogwash. That'll also help with the Jewish vote, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. He responded to the story, calling it a high-tech lynching. Oh, you can't even be original in your whiny little snowflake-ness.
Okay.
He said those are not the words of Mark Robinson.
He's speaking in third
person. Maybe he's thinking maybe it's his porn name. That was not my words. The words of whatever is. Does he have a porn? Did he have a porn name?
He might.
On the site? I don't.
He might.
Let's see. The Morning Joe panel called it breathtaking.
That's a word.
The allegations. yes, he described sex acts with his wife and sister-in-law.
I just think I'm going to barf.
I can't tell my sisters and brothers-in-law that one, because that's... they said they were so obscene, CNN refused to include even vague descriptions. Oh, CNN, come on! We are entitled to some fun at this point. Jonathan Lemire said he got panic texts from Democrats who were fearful that he was going to drop out. Now that Robinson is staying put, Democrats are giddy. I would say that's fairly. This can only help Vice President Harris in this new battleground state. Yeah, she's already ahead. And I. What did I see? Wait, hold please. It's too many fun facts. I think the Trump campaign's internal poll conducted by the Trump campaign found Robinson running 14 points behind Josh Stein, and that's before.
And that was before. That was before.
Good for you for staying in, Mark.
Atta man.
That's
not
what
a quitter.
I like to see.
He's not a quitter.
He is not a quitter.
He's got no place else to go.
Also, you know, can I just, before we break, just today's casual treason, speaking of the Jewish vote, did I get that right? Did Trump actually call on Israel?
Yes.
That Israel must defeat Kamala Harris?
Yes, he did.
So that's the new version of Russia, Are You Listening?
Exactly.
So, once again, asking for... foreign interference saying
right.
Israel must defeat Kamala Harris.
Yes, he did say that.
Okay. All right. So that was just a light dusting of treason in the beginning. Also, the Oprah Kamala town hall was amazing. We have some stuff from that and all the Night of a Thousand Billion Stars.
So many stars.
11 billion stars.
So many stars.
Just amazing. All right. So, Ellen, we have Lev Parnas, speaking of Russia, right? Mm-hmm. From the new documentary. What is it?
From Russia with Lev.
Get it? It's the new Rachel Maddow MSNBC documentary debuting tonight. We have our Glenn Kirshner, our John Fugelsang. Oh, and Katrina Schaffner, who is running against Andy Biggs, mm-hmm. noted insurrectionist in Arizona. So we can't wait to talk to her. Okay.
It's a show.
Yeah. Well, you know. Didn't you like the question mark in her voice? Yeah, remember we were saying Gutfeld with has an exclamation point. I should just have a question mark because
semicolon.
Stephanie?
Uh-huh. Or comma. How about just Stephanie and then a comma?
Okay. It's as close as the show as we can do. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. This is the OG sexy liberal company. Listen, I guess we stole their act. I didn't know. Sometimes it's an homage and you don't know you're stealing. But they are America's only progressive phone company. They share your values every month. They donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world. A lot of the same things that Sexy Liberal has donated to over the years, right? What do you call it? Planned Parenthood. On and on. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. The nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly, responsive customer service. I'm dealing with a company now that has the worst, the crappiest customer service ever. I won't say who, but I'm just saying this is a big deal. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Bam, it is so easy. Go to CredoMobile.com. That's CredoMobile.com for Stephanie Miller Show listeners. You can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Go to CredoMobile.com or call 877-346-0516. Thank you.
What is this? What's going on?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning Simply Safe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive LiveGuard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report. 5 years running, join countless listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. One more time, SimplySafe.com/Stephanie.
School's back in session, and that means our young people are in crosswalks, around school zones, and bus stops. Be especially alert, and be sure to minimize distractions that take your eyes off the road, even for a second. Our kids are too important. Brought to you by Castlecade Arcade. Book your next birthday, graduation, or special event at their Castlecade Madison locations inside East and West Town Mall. For more arcade information, visit Castlecade Arcade online at castle-cade.com.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Ballwig. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Ballwig for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Council.
Stephanie Miller.
God, we didn't even have time for all the Mark Robinson grossness in the first segment. We forgot about the Ashley Madison. That's the Cheaty website? Yes. CNN reports Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, who Trump endorsed, has made inflammatory comments on the message board of a porn website, enjoyed watching transgender pornography. Also, an email address belonging to him was registered on Ashley Madison, a website designed for married people seeking affairs. An advisor to Robinson granted an anonymity, confirmed to Politico the email address in question belongs to Robinson. A spokesperson for Robinson said he had not made an account with Ashley Madison. So they're just going to double down on the, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Lying. On the lying. Where's my, I can't even, there we go. Okay.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
Just to review, if you've just tuned in, his comments involve finding sexual arousal from recalling memories of peeping on women in public showers. Are they all just creepers? They're all creepy weirdos. His affinity for tranny on girl porn, as he described it, that slavery's not bad. He referred to himself as a black Nazi. He said, let me reassure you, the things you see in that story, they are not the words of Mark Robinson. I'm going to guess what I'm saying, Jody. I'm going with that he's thinking of himself as his porn name.
Yes.
Jody's microphone is still not working. Okay. All right. So he blamed his opponent, Democratic Attorney General Josh Stein, for leaking information against him to CNN. Your microphone is still not working. Okay. The Trump campaign has pressured Robinson to drop out of the race or to skip Trump's rallies in the state, as I mentioned. So that will make the rally in Wilmington awkward. Maybe they'll have to have security remove him. Oh, it's fantastic. And then we'll have really fresh stuff to talk about tomorrow night on Sexy Liberal. Look, Karen in Chicago, hello.
Good morning. It's totally on brand for the Republicans, though. This is, whatever. But I want to say this. First of all, I'm coming to L.A. We are coming to L.A. for the big shoe in November.
Oh, my God. And we're just getting started with our panel for L.A. We have Martin Sheen and Mark Hamill at this particular point. Go ahead.
Yeah, I cannot wait. And also, I just want to say, have fun exploring the triangle North Carolina this weekend.
I'll be in the naughty triangle.
Okay, so
hopefully someone will play my triangle, if you know what I'm saying, Karen, and I think you do.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So if people missed the event last night with Kamala and Oprah,
amazing.
You can go to Kamala's YouTube channel. I started watching it. The thing that I love that she said right out of the gate is about that this campaign is aspirational. And she said, the measure of a leader is not who they beat down, it's who they lift up.
Thank you. Thank you. We have a great crunchy audio goodness from that. And Glenn Kirshner next.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Democratic nominee for President Kamala Harris is holding a rally in Madison tonight. Both campaigns have been leaving their footprints across Wisconsin as one of the most crucial states in the election. Back in July, Donald Trump had a 6 percentage point lead against Joe Biden among voters over 18 here in the Badger State. Fast forward, after Biden left the race, Harris became the nominee and they've had one debate. In that same poll, Harris now leads Trump by a single point among Wisconsin voters. Pollster Bob Ward on how independents are key.
The movement among independents, where Trump was ahead of Biden by 5 points 2 months ago, and now Harris is ahead by 11 points.
Meanwhile, when it comes to Wisconsin voters over 50, Trump is ahead by 2 points. But there are some gender trends, too. Trump maintains more support among male voters around the state, while Harris is strongly backed by women in this latest poll. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. In an update to a story we brought you yesterday, the fire at Curly's Pub and Grub in Blue Mounds caused about $200,000 in damage. The alarms went off at about 2:45 yesterday morning. Multiple fire departments from all over Dane County responded. The restaurant has an apartment above, and all the 6 people who live there got out safely. Authorities don't yet know exactly what caused that fire, but they don't believe it's suspicious. And the State Patrol has been busy on the Beltline this summer. They've increased their presence and made more than 800 stops since April. Troopers say that's resulted in more than 1,400 citations. They did these increased patrols during the heaviest travel times, the morning and afternoon commutes. They add that 1 in 4 people who got a speeding ticket were going more than 80 miles per hour. The speed limit on the Beltline is 55. These special patrols were added in an attempt to curb risky driving and keep one of Madison's busiest highways safe for everyone. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Becoming sunny today, we'll have highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Sunshine, 87 for Saturday. Sunday, showers and storms, cooler, 72. For Monday, more showers and thunderstorms with a high around 72. 73 on Tuesday.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next painting project. Dutch Boy DuraClean is an exterior paint and primer in one that's available in thousands of color options. It's formulated to resist dirt, mildew, and fading. Save big on Dutch Boy exterior paint. And don't forget to check out Dutch Boy's 2025 Color of the Year, Mapped Blue. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We are live on location from Cheese Days in Monroe once again, also covering Vice President Harris's visit to Wisconsin. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
AgeDrinking.samhsa.gov.
So what is your assessment of the stakes of this election? I mean, you are in a very exclusive club of people who've ever run for president, let alone run against Donald Trump. So to what extent do you offer counsel or do you speak with Kamala Harris about how to run against Donald Trump, who, as you've said, is a different candidate now, a darker candidate, arguably, than he was in 2016?
That's absolutely true, Willie. You know, I've talked with Kamala a few times. I obviously talked with her before the debate because he is more incoherent. He is angrier. He is lashing out all the time at everybody. He's filled with grievance and rage.
Have I mentioned that I will die mad about 26?
I think I a couple times.
Okay, I need to talk to this guy about it. Okay. He's what? What's happening? Oh, there we go.
Thank God.
Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner.
There he is. Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed
Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Yes!
Oh, hi. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Steph.
Oh, God is a sexy liberal, as you know. Off to North Carolina today to talk about Mark Robinson. And just saying, Matt Gaetz, there's new information now about, can we just talk about, I don't know, everything makes me so happy, I don't know where to start. Okay, so Representative Matt Gaetz was once again tied to a party that included underage high school girls and drugs in a late night filing made available last night. Gaetz is accused of attending a drug-fueled sex party in 2017 with a 17-year-old girl at the center of an alleged sex trafficking scandal. The minor was a junior in high school at the time. So there's already a health ethics committee investigation going on, right, about this, and now this is a new filing, right?
Yeah, these folks don't seem to care. It just continues to demonstrate the implosion of the Republican Party, right? They're circling the drain, and I actually hope that what rises up from the ashes is perhaps led by the Kinzingers and the Cheneys, Liz Cheneys of the world. I can disagree with their politics, but these are people who are fighting shoulder to shoulder with us for our democracy. Mm-hmm. So let's get back to a point in time when both political parties care about the viability, the health of our democracy, and then we can just fight over policy. Hopefully we can do it civilly and cordially. And I do see this as, you know, the end of the Republican Party, what they're doing to themselves right now.
I mean, Glenn, it's laughable, but you can go on and on. The party of family values, the party that owns God and Christianity and wants to take rights away from gay people and transgender people, and their hypocrisy gets revealed every time, doesn't it? I mean,
they are not the party of freedom. They want to control everyone and everything, and they want to be able to do whatever they want, unconstrained by rules, by law, by ethics of their office, and it's all coming home to roost now.
Yeah. Glenn, I don't even know where to start this morning. So we are having Lev Parnas on in just a bit. If you've, you know, forgotten the extraordinary story of Russia's extraordinary interference since we just paid Secretary Clinton in the 2016 campaign, which, of course, he was a big part of. Am I wrong in what Trump just did yesterday? We have so normalized this treason that he basically was asking Israel to interfere. This was the new version of Russia, Are You Listening? About Hillary's emails. Trump said it's incumbent upon Israel to defeat Kamala Harris in November's election. He complained about not getting enough support from Jewish voters, added that November's election is the most important election in the history of Israel, and called on them to defeat Kamala Harris. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, you know, whether it's him urging the Republicans to kill the border bill, whether it's, you know, he's obviously doesn't care one whit about America. He cares about himself. But the problem, and what gets me, Steph, is we've let him get away with this in perpetuity. The Department of Justice has let him get away with this. I mean, the minute he invited foreign interference by saying, hey, Russia, if you're listening, find the emails. You know, those are crimes. And when you turn a blind eye to the crimes committed by politicians who aspire to hold the highest office in the land, then you've become part of the problem.
Yeah.
And we are where we are because the institutions of government have failed, have declined to hold him accountable for his many crimes, his 10 obstruction of justice crimes that were meticulously documented in volume 2 of the Trump Russia report. Those were prosecutable. A novice prosecutor could win that in his or her sleep. But we have steadfastly refused to hold him accountable for his crimes. That's why we are where we are. That's why he's emboldened the way he is.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you talked about, you know, on Twitter, I don't know if this is Threads, but just, you know, the latest, you said, there he goes again, defending Trump endangers entire populations with his false statements, with his reckless, violence-inducing rhetoric. His election lies were intended to, and in fact did, fuel the January 6th Capitol attack. He's at it again. When is enough? Enough? DOJ, are you up? And you made a good point. While on pretrial release and pending sentencing, defendant Trump endangers Haitian community with his lies. Why do the institutions of government sacrifice everyone's safety to Trump's reckless, violence-inducing lies? And meanwhile, the media goes along just, you know, yeah, both sides do it, and the left really needs to turn down their rhetoric. And it's crazy-making, isn't it?
And I don't understand it as a former career prosecutor. And, you know, just yesterday, the Wall Street Journal, no bastion of liberalism there, completely debunked this, you know, the pets and they're eating the cats and dogs. And they reported that they informed J.D. Vance's campaign before Vance and Trump began spewing these dangerous, hateful lies. And Donald Trump is endangering not only everybody in Springfield, Ohio, but all Haitian Americans, whether they're, you know, here, regardless of what their status is. And he's on pretrial release and he's pending sentencing. The law provides if you're a danger to the community, you should be revoked on release. My next windmill tilting mission that I'm going to go on, Steph, is the minute he loses the election in a landslide, prosecutors and courts better sit up and take note, because at that point there will be no reason to continue to leave him out on pretrial and pre-sentencing release so he can keep endangering our community. Do we have to wait for the second insurrection? Really?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I was thinking as you said that racism is just a broad and ugly brush. Somebody was saying anyone Haitian or that looks Haitian is in fear for their lives, right, in this community. Remember, it was like after 9/11. Didn't matter if you were a Sikh or whatever, if you looked a certain way, or you know, him when he was saying Kung Flu and China virus, all Asian people were being attacked, whether, you know, no matter who you were. And it's just, okay.
And we let him do it. We let him do it. We let him get away with it.
Yeah. Glenn, this one is so upsetting. I've just waited a second to get my bearings. This Supreme Court stuff, you tweeted, the John Roberts stuff makes me just want to vomit. But you suggest a reminder, the Supreme Court created a blueprint for a lawless presidency. A president can order his executive branch officials to commit crimes, then pardon them for those crimes. All good per six justices. Our country cannot long endure such lawlessness. You know, and I hope you're right. You said it's taken too long, but accountability will come for Donald Trump and his criminal associates. But we always think of these right-wing justices, but you always think it's like, oh, John Roberts is, you know, the fair one or whatever. And this reporting, he's been exposed, wrote Legal Observers, Dahlia Lithwick and others, that he may pretend to be the deliberate moderating voice on the Supreme Court, but behind the scenes, he's become as reactionary as the rest of the court's right wing. This became clear after the court downed its radical decision giving Trump immunity for quote-unquote official acts. While the liberals were trying to moderate the opinion and far-right justices Thomas and Gorsuch privately wanted to punt it till after the election, it was Roberts who decided that Trump and Trumpism would prevail in all three insurrection cases, and he did not in this instance follow in the wake of the court's conservative maximalists. He was the aggressive conservative maximalist, and he created majority opinions in his own image. It paints a picture of Roberts as arrogant, uncompromising, and fanatically convinced the country would applaud his judgment in favor of Trump. That is just stunning, isn't it?
Yeah, and these six radical right-wing justices, including Chief Justice Roberts, are in the pocket of Republican billionaires, maybe not financially necessarily, although some of them are in their pocket financially, the Thomases and the Alitos. Yeah. But ideologically, religiously, they're in the pocket of the radical right-wing Republican billionaires. And again, I don't think our country can long endure this if we're going to have a Supreme Court that ignores the Constitution and will always rule in favor of not just Donald Trump, but any Republican president who shares the priorities and the ideology of these six radical right-wing justices. We have a fix for this, Steph. We have impeachment investigations in Congress, and we have the Department of Justice launching criminal probes. why our institutions of government decline to do what obviously needs to be done is the part that just drives me to distraction every day.
Glenn, let's talk about Jack Smith as it relates to this John Roberts story. It reads in part, Jack Smith, for his part, is moving ahead with a revised indictment of Trump that some observers fear could be cut down even more by Roberts down the line. They write, all four women justices were prepared to unequivocally join a modest opinion that kept Trump, for instance, on the Colorado ballot without gutting the constitutional bar on insurrectionists returning to office. The chief justice spurned them, siding instead with the four other conservative men who wished to write this clause out of the Constitution. These little scooplets are earthquakes, as is the fact that someone of the high court is not just talking to the press, but also leaking memos that reveal highly sensitive details of decision-making processes, says Dahlia Lithwick. But the real story that emerges between the lines is anyone who believed that John Roberts was a principled movement conservative, but also a never Trumper, was wrong. Roberts moved mountains to allow Trump to evade accountability for attempting to unlawfully overturn the results in 2020. So this headline I saved for you because I like my news happy clappy, as you know. Ex-prosecutor warns Jack Smith could be setting up another Supreme Court loss. So what I mean, I don't even know how to read the tea leaves with a chief justice like this. But what do you think in terms of Jack Smith?
No, I think Jack Smith is doing the best he can under the circumstances. And the circumstances are he is fighting monsters right now, monsters who are not honest brokers of the law. They're wearing the black robe. They're sitting up higher than everybody in the room, in their courtrooms. But they're not honest brokers of the law. Not Judge Aileen Cannon, not the radical right wing of the Supreme Court. And, you know, Jack Smith can only do but so much when the umpires are, you know, in the pocket for the opponent. And so that's why we have to think beyond. First of all, it's always up to us, isn't it? It's always up to the voters. It would sure be nice if we could get a damn assist from, you know, the judiciary or from Congress, from the Department of Justice. It would be nice if we could get an assist in accordance with the rule of law. But no, it's always up to us. And Donald Trump will lose in a landslide. You know, I believe he will lose by 15 million votes or more. I don't think it's going to be close. We're not going to be complacent. Yeah. But and then maybe, just maybe, with a president who has the heart of a prosecutor, she will understand the need to go after the wrongdoers, just the way she did when she cross-examined those same wrongdoers as a senator and reduced them to a puddle of tears like Brett Kavanaugh or a bowl of Jell-O like Bill Barr. That's what we need in the White House.
Yeah. I think she made their balls into clackers. I wanted her to put it on the debate podium. Clack, clack, clack. So just quickly, though, so Jack Smith might be taking a reckless move with the federal election conspiracy case against Trump. According to one former prosecutor, it could be setting up the Supreme Court to delay and water down the case yet again. Can you explain that to me? Is what it, like you said, what's he supposed to do, Jack Smith?
I don't know what that article refers to as a reckless move, to be honest. Yeah. But I don't think he's been reckless at all. He's been very forward-leaning, very aggressive, but appropriately so. He has got to, he's going to file this mega brief on November 26th, and he said it will include grand jury transcripts and transcribed interviews and what are called FBI 302s, which are the documents that the FBI generates anytime they interview a witness. They document it in meticulous detail. And we're going to get a big old dump of Donald Trump's crimes and conduct and statements because the Supreme Court has tasked Judge Chutkan with, okay, Judge, you got to unravel all of this. And you have to rule on what's official conduct and what's not. I believe Jack Smith is going to prove, and she's going to rule, that very little of what Donald Trump said and did to try to steal the presidency in 2020 was official conduct of a president of the United States. But you're right. The Supreme Court, the umpires, are in Donald Trump's pocket. So,
let's end on a good note.
We may lose in the end.
Yeah, you said why Mark Meadows' court loss in Arizona spells trouble for Trump's criminal case in D.C., right? Because they're not, all of us are like, these are not official acts overturning the government
because
in the United States.
That Judge Tucci, John Tucci, ruled that, no, Mark Meadows can't have his case moved from Arizona to federal court because all the stuff he did to try to help Donald Trump unlawfully retain the presidency, These are not official acts of a chief of staff. And by extension, the stuff he did together with, at the direction of, and for the benefit of Donald Trump, ain't official acts of the president. So that's an important atmospheric ruling by that federal judge in Arizona that I suspect you're going to hear the parties talk about in the D.C. case when Judge Chutkan is litigating these issues as they pertain to Trump.
Two last happy clappies. You wrote, federal judge rules Rudy Giuliani utterly failed in lawsuit he brought against President Biden. Remember when they said we were the party of frivolous lawsuits?
Yep.
Just okay. Mm-hmm. And also you said, gotta love how even when Trump gets two charges dismissed in his Georgia case, it's not because he didn't commit those crimes, but because they must appropriately be charged as federal crimes. Plus the judge refused to toss the RICO charge and the other seven felonies. Buckle up, Donald. Buckle up. Speaking of buckling up, you know what's really nice this time of year? Durham, North Carolina tomorrow, Phoenix next Saturday, and then October 12th is a really wonderful time to go to Kansas City. I just was giving you some travel tips, Glenn.
I hear you, Steph.
Okay.
I hear you.
I love you, Glenn Kirshner. See you next week.
Love you, Steph. See you guys.
All right. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by My Morning Kick. Look at how I fuel up when I'm getting on the road, because I'm on the road again. And I'm way too old to be on the road again. Okay, Morning Kick, 10 supplements in one. Why waste your hydration? You got to hydrate when you fly, you know. Okay, I'm just saying, but why waste it? Get us some fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor and 10 supplements in one. Don't worry about crowning out your little travel pills in your little travel box and all your supplements, probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha, stuff for your energy, your gut health. On and on. Just your overall well-being. Try it with Mama. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off. 90-day satisfaction guarantee. OMG. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Fear. Steffi's here. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Here to save America.
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World
comedy tour
continues with the next stop Saturday, September 21st, Durham, North Carolina.
They're Raleigh, Durham that weekend.
At the Carolina Theater in Durham.
Join Stephanie Miller.
Are there any other childless cat ladies ready to grab Donald Trump by the this November?
John Fugelsang.
It should be Lauren Boebert. She's the only member of Congress who'll reach across the aisle to give out jobs.
Hilarious Hal Sparks.
Thank you all for showing up live and seeing that we're not AI and just a reflection in the engine of Harris's airplane.
And comedy duo Frangela.
And y'all thought you saw some black joy before?
If you think we were excited about Obama.
Ooh. What a special panel guest, Rocky Mountain Mike.
Never heard of him.
VIP tickets get your meet and greet access to the stars after the show. Come on out September 21st at the Carolina Theater in Durham.
Get off to Raleigh, Durham.
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour. Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the sexy liberal phone company of all companies in all the world. Cradle Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company. You don't have to choose to do with somewhat sketchy, hinky companies with your, as it regards to your phone. Right, Jody? Jody's been using Cradle Mobile 20 years.
Yeah, I'm old.
Yeah, exactly. That right? Just when you had like a little kiddie phone was when you started. They've donated over $95 million to progressives that people like Jody Hamilton can get to vote on, mm-hmm. on what her money goes to. It could be Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, Transgender Law Center, Planned Parenthood, you name it. Join Cradle Mobile. You get all you want from a phone company, a great reliable network, competitive plans, good deals, on, great deals on new phones. Great. And friendly customer service. And you get an easy, effective way to make change in the world. And just bring your current phone, your current number, so easy. And Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25, credomobile.com, or call 877-346-0516. Lucretia in Milwaukee, hello, sweaty church whore.
Hi. Hi, hello, everyone.
Hi.
I just want to say my chiffon is wet because of Robinson's self, you know, loathing races against his own race. You know, I'm shocked what he said, but I'm not surprised. Me and my boyfriend, it's just because, I mean, me being a triracial African American, I never knew a man who could hate being black. So that soft shoe dancing, shucking and jiving, yes master, biscuit making piece of crap is a disgrace. And I will say he makes Stephen, played by Samuel Jackson and Jangle, look super lame.
All right.
But we all know that he was on those message boards just by what he said. So, like, he can deny it all he wants.
Yes, that's right. Thank you. Lucretia filling in for Frangela, who are on their way to Durham, North Carolina. Thank you for getting in those biscuit-related thoughts about Mark Robinson. We appreciate it. John Fugle saying sexy liberal. Lev Parnas all coming up on the big show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will have an update from Todd Elliott on the status of the Racing Sausage Lego set. You're not going to want to miss it. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers. Because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us, now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.